So they had some students calculate that for two-dimensional crystals, which is usually you don't find in books, but you can imagine also two-dimensional crystals, a checkerboard pattern like this with positive and negative. This has a Madelung constant of 1.66. This was determined numerically, this constant. And then you can calculate the critical ratio. And the critical ratio here turns out to be the same one as for sodium chloride, this 2.41. And if you had a large difference in the ionic radii between these two, then it would become unstable and form a boron nitride structure. So this is the structure of two-dimensional sheets of boron nitride. It looks like graphene, except one of the carbons is replaced with boron. Boron has got one electron less than carbon. It's just to the left of it in the periodic table. And nitrogen's got one electron more. It's just to the right of carbon in the periodic table. And they form a structure like this. This has a lower Madelung constant, but it's stable to much higher ratios of the two atomic radii.